Rav Chalap writes about the four sons, and what we're about to read is very important. However, it should not be misunderstood. We have a responsibility to do mitzvot every day of our life and every location we are. It doesn't matter if you're on the moon or in Chutzlarts. People sometimes misunderstand this concept that the mitzvot were given for the land of Israel, and they think if I'm in Chutzlarts, then no, it's not so important whether I eat kosher or not. That's not true. You have to eat kosher wherever you are. You have to put tefillin on wherever you are. And every mitzvah is important every day of your life and every minute of your life. And every person has to keep every mitzvah wherever they are. However, recognize that when you do mitzvot in Israel, they're on a higher level. And so Rav Chalap writes that the Chacham, the wise son, he understands the value of doing a mitzvah in the land of Israel. That when you live in Israel, what you're saying is, Hashem is king. And I'm living in the land He wants me to live in. I was offered a salary that is, I think, 8 times what I get here. Literally. To be a rabbi in Chutz Laretz. Literally, 8 times. And 2 cars and a house. So what? We came to the world for a salary? Salary is a tool. More than 8 times. No, I forgot. It's 8 times what I get here in shekels in dollars. So do the math. That's 24 times. Okay, you do the math. I forgot that what they were offering was in dollars. So what? Why does that matter? So you could go to Chutzarts and get a lot of money. So what? What's when you live in Israel, it's because you say that Hashem is the king and I'm doing what He wants. It's not the point isn't the other things in life. And so the Chacham understands that doing mitzvot in Israel is a different, it's a different world. Mitzvot are godliness. And when we connect to them, so we're connecting to godliness. And so the Chacham connects to that concept. And so he looks at his parents and says, Ma'idot v'achukim v'mishpatim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu etchem. You guys were in Chutzlarts. What did Hashem give you mitzvahs for? What concept is there of doing etchem? You were out there. If you're in Chutzlarts, then it's already a declaration of sorts. So we tell him, let me explain to you the laws of Pesach. En maftirin achar Pesach afikoman. When we did the Korban Pesach in Egypt, so the Rabban Shalom said, okay, you're doing an act of tremendous faith, an act that says, I'm connecting to Hashem on the highest level. Hashem says, take what you worship, take that sheep, slaughter it, offer it, consume it, risk your lives on behalf of Hashem. Hashem considers it as though you're in Israel. What Rav Chalap calls, Rav Kook calls, the idea of the heir of Israel extended all the way out to them in Chutzlarts. And so you're telling the kid, no, even in Chutzlarts we were able to taste the taste of Israel. And that's the idea of En maftirin achar Pesach afikoman, that the flavor of the Pesach stays in our mouth. We don't eat any dessert after the Korban Pesach or today the afikoman. And that's the idea that a mitzvah can have its impact way beyond. The idea that the mitzvot in their essence bring a godly pleasantness to life. The concept, Noam Eloki, a pleasantness that is godly. Mitzvot impact our life. The flavor of the Korban Pesach that stays in the mouth. And the idea that we're sharing with the Chacham is that through mitzvot, you can actually connect to the point of Eretz Yisrael. They were able to do that. And the mitzvot had that impact on them. That, says Rav Chalap, is the answer to the Chacham. We didn't need dessert after the Korban Pesach. We weren't lacking anything. The Korban Pesach was able to affect us, just like living in Israel can. So the answer to the Chacham is the capacity in Chutzlarts to attain such a level.